Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
With the start of the 2023 legislative session, the Capitol has once again come to life. Parking is at a premium, and Helena residents can once again rent their houses to legislators and take a four-month vacation in a warmer climate. And while all eyes, including ours, are fixed on the legislature, important things are taking place in other agencies as well. For example, the search is on to replace outgoing Commissioner of Political Practices, Jeff Mangan. While this may not rise to the level of replacing a governor or Supreme Court justice, in our world, it's a really big deal. For those who don't know, the commissioner oversees election integrity, ethics complaints of elected officials, and the registration of lobbyists during the legislative sessions. It's not glamorous, and the agency is located in two small nondescript houses on a residential street just north of the Capitol. That said, at times it's been one of the most controversial agencies in the state. Depending on who sat in the commissioner's seat, the agency vacillated back and forth between relative obscurity and a highly political partisan tool of the left. We know from experience because the Montana Family Foundation has over the years become the target of overzealous commissioners with a political agenda. The point has always been to curtail our political involvement in elections, and we learned early on that the left would use the commissioner's office to attack us indirectly. In the most egregious case, Commissioner Jonathan Modell filed a so-called placeholder lawsuit against us while he went out and looked for something to charge us with. He found nothing, of course, and the court eventually dismissed the suit. It was harassment, pure and simple, and we weren't the only ones. So many conservative groups were targeted that Republicans began pushing for the agency to be disbanded and its duties split between the Secretary of State and the Department of Justice. Thankfully, the dark days of Commissioner Modell are behind us, and the agency under Commissioner Mangan has been much less controversial. His six-year term has now expired, and a Republican governor will appoint the new commissioner for the first time in 18 years. Five people have applied for the position, and the normal protocol is for a four-person nominating committee made up of House and Senate leadership from both parties to send a list of candidates to the governor. The governor then interviews the nominees and sends his pick to the state Senate for confirmation. In this case, the committee was unable to agree on a list of recommendations, so the governor can nominate anyone he chooses. There's a list of criteria that the candidate must meet, but the most important is to find someone who is professional enough to walk the tightrope of fairness between the political parties. Never an easy task in the rough-and-tumble world of high-stakes politics. Governor Gianforte has not yet said when he'll choose a nominee, but logic would dictate that he'll choose someone soon enough to go through the confirmation process before the Senate adjourns sometime around the end of April. We're watching this closely, and we'll keep you posted as the process moves forward. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.